Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? You know, those moments where you just want to curl up in a ball and pretend the world isn't spinning so fast. Well, trust me, I get it. We all need a safe space, a little haven where we can recharge, reflect, and actually work through those feelings instead of letting them pile up like dirty laundry. That's what this episode is all about, creating that sanctuary, both inside your mind and in your daily life. Now, before you picture some Pinterest-worthy zen den with incense and a Himalayan salt lamp, though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. Hear me out. A safe space isn't about aesthetics, it's about feeling secure, protected, and empowered to be your authentic self. Think of it like building a fortress one brick at a time with tools like mindfulness, boundaries, and self-compassion. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build that fortress of healing and growth. Number 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. Seriously, it's the foundation of everything. You gotta know what triggers you, what stresses you out, what makes you feel good. Think about those gut reactions, anger, sadness, anxiety, when do they pop up? What situations seem to spark them? Once you understand those patterns, you can start to take control instead of being controlled by them. It's like learning the map of your emotional landscape so you can navigate it with intention. Number 2. Boundaries are your best friends. Ever feel like a doormat, letting everyone walk all over you? I know I have. But here's the truth: saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Setting boundaries protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. It's about being clear about what you will and won't tolerate and communicating that assertively. Think of it like this: your life is a precious resource. Don't waste it on things that drain you. Number 3. Practice radical self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, even when you mess up, and trust me, we all do. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with kindness, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that everyone makes mistakes as part of being human. Number 4. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support you, and challenge you in a positive way. You know those friends who make you laugh until your sides hurt, who celebrate your victories, and who are there for you when you need a shoulder to cry on. They're gold. Invest time and energy in those relationships because they'll be invaluable as you navigate the ups and downs of life. Number 5. Make time for yourself. Seriously, schedule it in. Whether it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, taking a long bath, or just sitting in silence, make sure you carve out time each day to recharge and reconnect with yourself. This isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and growth. Think of it like filling your own cup so you have enough to share with the world. Let me tell you a story. Remember that friend who always seemed stressed and overwhelmed? You know, the one who was constantly saying yes to everything, even when they were drowning in commitments. Well, after hitting rock bottom literally, I think she fainted during a board meeting, she realized she needed to make a change. So, she started setting boundaries, saying no to extra projects, prioritizing her well-being, and making time for herself. Now, she radiates calmness and energy, even amidst the chaos. See, it's about taking control of your narrative, creating that safe space where you can heal, grow, and become the best version of yourself. It's not always easy, trust me, I get it. But it's worth it. You deserve to feel secure, empowered, and truly happy. Remember these key takeaways. Be self-aware, set boundaries, practice radical self-compassion, find your tribe, and make time for yourself. These aren't just words, they are action steps towards building the safe haven within and around you. Now go out there and create the life you deserve, one brick at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little inspiration. Let's spread the word about creating safe spaces for healing and growth together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.